In 11 years as executive director at the Food Bank of Alaska, Susanna Morgan has helped feed more than 800,000 people. Despite her hard work, the hunger problem in Alaska has only gotten worse. When she started, about 9% of the state's residents needed the food bank services. Now that figure has increased to 14%. Morgan is leaving the state to become CEO of the Oregon Food Bank. She says it was a difficult decision to take the new job. She will be very missed in Alaska. I asked her for examples of the typical person who needs to use the food bank.
People who are working and trying hard to support their family and are ashamed that they need to seek food assistance because that's never how they saw themselves is one of the least told stories about hunger. Another story is a woman I'll call Anna who I met. She's 85. She met her at a senior center. She's living on a fixed income. And her expenses were going up and her income wasn't. And she took my hand and she looked at me and she had tears in her eyes and she just said, I've never had to ask for help. I worked my whole life, I've never had to ask for help, but I'm not able to make it now. And that's true for too many of our seniors. And then the last one is about the kids. And thinking about a girl who I'll call Teresa that I met, she was 13. And she went into a school nurse at her high school here in Anchorage complaining of a tummy ache. And when the school nurse talked to her, realized that she had a tummy ache because she hadn't eaten breakfast and she hadn't eaten dinner the night before because she got home from school to find her mother drunk on the couch again and there was no food in the house and she was too embarrassed to go over and ask the neighbors for assistance again. I have two small kids. That story just absolutely breaks my heart to think that there are kids out there who have that sort of home life, and we need to be there for those kids too.
How have you, on the days as you've just described, and some days certainly I'm sure you looked at the inventory on the shelves and the people who needed help and it just wasn't enough. How, at the end of days like that, did you find a way to sort of replenish your own well within so that you could come back the next day and do it again on those dark days?
Really good question. And when the economy fell apart in 2008, there were a lot of days when the need was a whole lot higher. We still aren't meeting the need, but we're closer to it than we were at those depths of the dark days. And I would get up in the morning and look at myself in the mirror and say, anyone you are able to feed today is a good thing. That, you can't feed everybody, but every little bit you are doing, that is a good thing, and that is worth doing in and of itself.
What do you think are still the big unmet hunger needs in the state?
I think that we need, and there is a movement afoot, to coordinate better services towards the kids. My personal passion is working to make sure that there are no kids that are not getting 3 square meals a day because that impacts their health and their learning abilities and can impact them for the rest of their life because of that situation.
What are the challenges, Susanna, you faced in Alaska that lower 48 food banks don't have to deal with?
We are the only food bank in the nation that ships food by air. I'm constantly explaining what the bypass mail program is because people outside the state just don't get it. And, some of the basic challenges, there might not be running water in that Boys and Girls Club, And if we're going to, it's the regulations say that if you're going to run this after-school program, there has to be, hand-washing facilities. Okay, how are we going to get creative around that? I regularly tell a story of sending one of my staff members up to Barrow to visit a food pantry we were partnering with up there, and the polar bears came in off the ice and were roaming up and down Main Street of Barrow, and she sent me an email saying, boss, I'm going to spend a little bit more money than you would pre-approve because I have to take a taxi in everywhere because you can't walk down the streets of Barrow without being attacked by polar bears at the moment. I don't think any other food bank has had to face that particular challenge. I will also say, kind of on the more pro side, you know, we're a small state. There's never more than 1 or 2 degrees of separation between any of us. And that obviously has its challenges, but it has this huge potential. When I announced that I was leaving, I happened to run into Senator Murkowski at a function. She came up and hugged me and said, "Oh, we're so sorry, we're going to lose you." That personal touch, that ability to connect with people of influence and people who can really make changes in the work that we're doing here, I am going to miss that about Alaska.
Is there one thing you wish Alaskans knew about the hunger problem that you think goes unnoticed?
What's so exciting about working on hunger is that it is a solvable problem. It's not a question of changing the basics of human behaviors, like, say, domestic violence. It is really a question of logistics and political will. In the broadest sense, community will, to make it happen, to get enough food to the right people at the right time. And that is doable. It's doable in my lifetime. And so one of the things I'm constantly saying to people is we are not pushing a rock up a hill to have it continually roll back down on us. We really can get our hands around this problem. And we may not get to the point in which no one is ever hungry, I know Alaska can get to the point where if you are hungry, there is food for you, and no one ever has to experience hunger.
Susanna Morgan is the former executive director of the Food Bank of Alaska. She has started a new job as CEO of the Oregon Food Bank.